go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host, and I'm happy to be here for another great episode. Today, we're going to take a deep dive into some tactical marketing hacks that everyone out there can use, and that will all make a huge difference. Some of these things are little quick ones. Some of these things are more in-depth ones and longer plays. But I guarantee you, every one of these will make a huge difference in your return on your business. Without further ado, let's dive into it. So the first one that comes to mind on my list is talk about results that your product or service provides, not the features. People could care less about all the bells, whistles, bullet points, features, all those sorts of things. What they want to hear is, what will it do for them? How will it increase their revenue? How will it make them a better XYZ? How will it help them to this? What does the pain look like they're in right now? And what does the pleasure look like ahead if they have your product or service? You need to invoke the emotional response as opposed to simply invoking a response of analyzing products and features, because that's never ending. You can always look around and find, oh, well, this one does this, and this one does that, and this one does this, and you're not pushing them any further down the decision-making process. Now, if you get the emotions involved and you paint that picture of what things could be like for them, boom, click, buy, done. We always tend to overcomplicate this portion a lot more than we have to. Yeah, I know, I'm the same way. I look at some of the things that we sell and I'm just amazed by all the intricate features and all the stuff it'll do and this and that and this and that. But at the end of the day, that matters to me. It doesn't matter to my customer or potential customer. The second one on the list, I am really big on this one. Take advantage of short-term plays. So what I mean by that is, what marketing efforts or things can I do that will basically create revenue now? So that doesn't necessarily have to mean a different product or service, but what can I use to leverage to make a special offer or a special deal or something such as a holiday deal or something that a portion of what I sell maybe could be affected by current events? How can I leverage that into it? How can I leverage in potential changes in demand? Something I see coming up in the near future. What can I do to use that to push sales forward now? For example, someone's talking about prices going up in one of my industries on a particular product. How can I talk to people about investing in this product now before the price goes up? Like, for example, in the firearms industry, we use this a ton because there's always something, whether it's something Joe Biden has to say, or whether it's a current event where there's a shortage on this or a shortage on that, or whether there's a holiday coming up, which is a great opportunity to have a sale. Any of these things can be leveraged, and they can be leveraged in a very short-term capacity to make results happen in your business now. It's all about the spin and how special you choose to make it. You could be selling the exact same products. You may be offering a discount or you may not, and you could certainly leverage in some current events to go along with it. Take any of these things and see what kind of a spin you could put on to enable yourself to get some short-term sales going. Any of these things that don't have to be a long-term play, like for example, we do a portion of this every week. Like for example, a sale ad would be a great example of a short-term play. Something that's going to go into our sale ads last for 6 days. And they have about a dozen products on them. And those things are usually all pretty good deals. They could be something that we're overstocked on. They could be something that we got as a special buy. Or they could simply be something that I know if you come in and buy this, you're going to buy these other things too. So if I can get you in the store, then I can have some great results in the end. So those are all examples of short-term plays and how we would use them to create instant demand and therefore generate instant sales. Third one on my list, double down on what works. If you have something that's working for you, why would you not continue doing it? And why would you not continue to take it up a notch? For example, I'll talk about short-term plays there for us. We started doing a sales ad, and in the beginning, it only had about a half a dozen items on it. And we would do it some weeks. Well, we found that customers really started to watch for these and like these, and it was a great way to get them engaged and continuing to see what was new out there and what their current deals were. So we took it up and redid our design and started doing 12 items. And then we always try to do it every week like clockwork. That's made a huge following of our customers to enable them to watch for our ads. And if something happens and we don't send it out on the day or time we usually do, we'll even get people messaging us, say, hey, where's your ad for this week? What's on sale? I gotta know. You get them in that rhythm, double down on it. Same thing goes for, hey, maybe you've got Facebook ads that are working. Double down on it. Try some more. Up your spend. See what happens. Now, of course, there'll always be, especially on paid ad spend, the law of diminishing returns where you double what's going in and you're not going to double what's going out. But you have to watch for that taper and you have to keep an eye on your numbers. So you cannot continue to double down forever. But at least double down until you notice that your returns are dropping and then look for some other avenue or change your ads up or there's multiple other things you can do. Number four, for all you entrepreneurs out there especially, or even if you're in sales for another company, promote yourself as much as the company you're promoting. While your company is great, you are the expert. You are the thing that makes the rain come for your company. You are what shines the brightest light. People look to you as someone they can connect with, as someone that they can learn from, as someone that they can watch, and someone that they can grow in within your industry. They're not going to read your posts on your personal Instagram, Facebook, whatever, the same way that they would on a company page. It just doesn't. They're always going to look at you a lot more closer and definitely take what you have to say a lot more to heart. Make sure you're not sleeping on putting your own content on your own page and talking about what you do. Give some value. Share why you're an expert. Share some of the tips and tricks and things you've learned over the years. Don't be afraid to give away that sort of help to draw people in. Because here's the thing, you can give away 100% of what you know how to do, and it's not going to make any difference, because at the end of the day, people need you. They are not going to do it themselves. Especially as business owners, we have 10,000 other things going on. If I don't do marketing for my company, I can learn exactly how to market, but I'm never going to do it all myself. Sure, I'll do some of it and I'll make some strides forward, but at the end of the day, I am still going to need someone to help me. So I am not getting myself out of business by helping others. If nothing else, teaching them and showing them that this stuff actually works and drawing them even tighter and wanting more of what I have to offer. Number five, understand the power of your existing customers. I'm going to read that one again. Understand the power of your existing customers. Email list, email list, email list. People have purchased from you once. All they need is a reason to do it again. And if they don't want to purchase from you again, ask them for referrals. If you don't ask, they're not going to give it to you. That email list is pure gold, the one of your existing customers. Say they don't actually use your product themselves, but they bought it for a friend. Well, how about you get them to buy it for three more friends? What about if you got them to give it as a gift to all of their friends this holiday season? What difference would that make in your bottom line? How much would that grow your business? Your email list is your conduit to those customers. I really hope you've collected in that information. You certainly should have. And you should be able to segregate that list as the ones that have purchased. The ones that have purchased already know you, like you, and trust you. They've already bought from you once. It's a lot easier to get them to buy again than it is to take a cold customer that doesn't know you, doesn't like you, doesn't trust you, to warm them up enough to get them to purchase from you. So don't sleep on the existing customers. There is so much power that lies within that group. And your email list is how you're going to talk to them. Next on the list, capture retargeting info. Okay, by retargeting info, what I mean is that make sure that you're pixeling them, whether it's Facebook or Google or whatnot. Make sure that you're capturing their information for retargeting. One of my favorite campaigns to run, let's talk Facebook ads here. So what we're going to do is we're going to make a video. We're going to make a video ad. We are going to send that to either a lookalike audience, like those that like our page, or perhaps we will take and target things that they like, maybe target other places they hang out, any of those. Take your pick. That really doesn't matter as much. Video ad. Then what we're going to do is we're going to retarget anyone that watched, say, over 50% of that video ad. And then we're going to show them another ad and ask them to buy. What that is that people have watched 50% of that video. Odds are they're pretty interested in the product. They had plenty of time to bounce away. They had plenty of time to close it, plenty of time to go off and do something else. If they watched half a video, they really want to know what you have to say, want to know what you have to offer. Number 7, and this one's kind of builds off understanding the power of your existing customers. So this one is kind of the flip version of that. It's talking about what's email list, but we want to use email to nurture. So what I mean by that is, say you have this list of people that somehow got on your email list, whether you offer them a pop-out coupon off your website, whether you got them to subscribe, it really doesn't matter how you got them to subscribe. So this segment we want to be is subscribed to your email list, but has not purchased from you. Then what we're going to do is we're going to run what we would call a drip campaign or a nurturing campaign to these people. Now, every couple of days, these folks are going to get an email and they're going to have some little tidbits of stuff that could help them. Like, for example, say if you sell outdoor goods and specifically camping supplies, maybe you're going to send out some stuff that talks about different hot campsites or different areas of the country to visit. Maybe you're going to send out some recipes of the best campfire stew or whatever else you want to teach them how to make. Maybe you're going to send out some unique hacks that they can use to find the best campsite in national parks or something other like that, something that will help them. Through these things, we're not going to ask them to buy. What we're going to do is help them. And we are going to take and nurture them and let them know that we are really an authority in this space. When it comes to outdoor gear and camping gear specifically, we're the guys. We are the go-to guys. And then when it comes down the road, say a week or so in, maybe 7, 8, 9 messages in, you are going to take and then you can hit them on a sale. Give them a coupon. Give them something. Say, hey, we've got some new stuff. Check it out. Then we will have already built that relationship because of all those nurturing emails that we've sent. And this can go on and on and on and on. So say, hey, say you send one once a day for a week, 7 emails, send one for you. Send another 6 emails, send one for you. And we're going to continue to repeat that until either they buy or they unsubscribe. Now, they're not going to want to unsubscribe because they're getting so much value there. They're just getting so much value. They're going to start looking at your stuff a lot differently once they get to know you and once you've really, really helped them. You can use those email nurturing sequences to attack different kinds of customers different ways. You can have, you know, you can have 10 different ones. It doesn't make any difference. You can basically even talk to them differently based upon maybe the different niches that you got them from. So say, hey, say if one that you happen to get by targeting, say, Jeep owners. Well, a Jeep owner might take their camping a little bit differently than, say, an RV owner. Now, you can take and talk to those people differently and try to give them more relevant content for each of them. And the more you segregate them and the more you talk to them in their tone about the things that they like, the more you're going to get that connection. And in the end, the more you're going to get that response. Number 8, have a plan. I know you've heard this one from me before, but it's very important. We got to get tactical. We got to have a plan. We know exactly how things need to go down. Whether it's for a month, 3 months, 6 months, a year, even a day, we need to break things down. It's getting to be that time of the year that I would highly suggest that you start to take a look at your holiday season coming up. How are you going to get customers to buy your product or service? How are you going to get customers to spend more? How are you going to get customers to make you the place they want to shop? If you're a retail store, if you're a business helping other businesses, how are you going to get them to spend their year-end money on you? What can you offer? How can you integrate that into the things that are already happening in the holidays? See, everything happens in a cycle, especially when we're talking retail. We already know what's going to happen. We already know that, hey, the fourth quarter of the year, it's going to be our booming quarter. We are going to do probably nearly half of our business for the year in the fourth quarter. We already know that. Now, the tweaks that will make a difference is, okay, what are our margins going to look like? How is our sell-through going to be? What's our churn going to look like? How many new customers are we going to get versus old customers that we already had? So there's lots of things we can work towards, but we have to have a plan and we have to have some idea what we want to go after. If we don't know what we're fishing for, we're not going to have a plan on how we're going to fish, what kind of bait we're going to use, where we're going to throw our lines, how deep, all those sorts of things that can make a huge difference on what ends up at the end of your line. So get that plan together. Now's the time. Make one up for the rest of the year. You can do it. Doesn't have to be super complicated, but put something together. And the more you put something together on paper, and the more you look at it, and the more you dig into it, the better results you're going to have. Number 9, don't be afraid to use calls to action. Remember, people will often do things if you simply ask. If the request is reasonable, sure, I'll do it. Hey, join our email list. Hey, like our page. Hey, can you answer one of our questions? Hey, drop a comment. Any of those sorts of things are definitely reasonable to do. And a lot of times people will do them just if you simply ask. That's it. That's all you got to do. Ask. But make sure to put those calls to actions all over the place. Social media, emails, other posts, videos. Make them so much a part of what you're saying in your spiel that they won't really stick out to people. They'll just simply think it's a part of what you're talking about and what you're doing, and they will do it. Don't be like, hey, can I ask you a favor? No, just put it right in there like everything else. Hey, I want to send you our latest news. Put your email in here. That simple. Give it a try. See how it works. Don't be afraid of calls to action. Remember, calls to action don't have to be selling people things. They can be doing things that can benefit you later. Number 10, encourage your loyal customers to share their experiences. One of the most powerful things that we can have is customer reviews. We all have those customers that are just raving fans, that are just so happy to be our customer. They love our product. They want to tell everybody about it. Well, hey, you know what? Let's give them some encouragement to speak up. Say, hey, would you like to be featured on our customer reviews? Would you like to be featured in a social media post? Would you like to be featured and known that, hey, you're one of our best customers? Just ask them. A lot of times they'll say yes. A lot of times they'll actually be honored to be in an ad or be honored to drop a video for you. But again, just ask. That's the one theme you'll see in a lot of these things is if you don't ask, you have 0% chance of succeeding. Just like if you don't take a shot, you're always going to miss because, well, you didn't take the shot. Finally, and this is the biggest one, this is probably the most in-depth one, is embrace content marketing. So there's all kinds of different content marketing that you can use. I will drop a few examples for here, but I encourage you to definitely do some deeper research on there because a lot of the recent studies have shown that content marketing is basically the best way to spend your time and money these days. It is by far just the most effective thing that you can do. Now, content marketing is basically reaching your audience in a way that feels natural. It's almost like telling a story by talking, by providing information, by providing content, by providing value. So there's a lot of different ways you can go about this. Social media content marketing, that's a real common one. Maybe hiring a PR firm to do some content marketing for you. Writing a blog. That can be a very, very common one and very, very inexpensive and easy to get to. Just add a blog area to your website and start writing some content that you think people would use. You're not really trying to sell them anything directly. What you're trying to do is to share knowledge about what you do. Bring people into the arena of thinking about what you do without just throwing it in their face. Podcasts are also a great way for content marketing, talking about what you do and what you offer or what value you provide people without actually trying to sell it. You can make videos. You can run paid ads with content marketing. You can even do the cute little infographic things if you want to. Those are all ways that you can implement content marketing, but it's definitely something you need to look at. It's definitely something you need to dig a little deeper in and see what areas of that will go well with your business. There is so much value you can provide people, and if you just think about content marketing as providing value, it can create some huge results for you. If you go into it thinking that, hey, I'm just going to sell people things, no, you can't. You have to go into it with the hardened mindset that I want to give people something for nothing. I don't expect anything back. I'm not going to ask anything from them, but I'm going to create some value, and people will see my brand as the one that's creating value. So therefore, they will want to do something to help my brand. And when they find out that, hey, I'm offering the products, that services that they need, why wouldn't they buy from me? So those are 11 items that really came to mind when we started talking about some tactical marketing hacks, some things that weren't crazy difficult to implement. Like obviously on the content marketing side, that's a huge concept. There's a lot to it. I wanted to throw some bigger ones out there that you can focus on, but also a lot of smaller ones. You know, things like the simple change of talking about results, you know, things about taking advantage of some short-term plays or doubling down on what works, or using retargeting or even nurturing email sequences. Those things are all low-hanging fruit. If you're not doing those things already, do them now. Every one of them. Honestly, even if you do half of those things and you weren't doing them at all, it will make such a huge difference in your marketing. So I will leave it at that. Thank you so much for tuning in. If someone else could use this information, please share it with them. Help the word of the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast get out there. Thanks so much for listening. Until next week.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.